Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 122. We're going to be reading this psalm twice. The first time we read it is going to be from the New Living Translation and the second time we read it is going to be from the New American Standard Bible. This is a song of ascents. That means as they were ascending up the hill up to Jerusalem to worship the God, this is something that would have been sung. And this is also a psalm of David, and we've had a lot of psalm of David, so I think he is the most prolific psalm writer, and he wrote lots and lots of them. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. But let us read together first from the New Living Translation, Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." And now, here we are. Standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a well-built city. Its seamless walls cannot be breached. All the tribes of Israel, the Lord's people, make their pilgrimage here. They come to give thanks to the name of the Lord, as the law requires of Israel. Here stand the thrones where judgment is given, the thrones of the dynasty of David. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, may you have peace. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek what is best for you, O Jerusalem. And now we read again, this time from the New American Standard Bible. I was glad when they said to me, "Let's go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, that has been built as a city that is firmly joined together. To which tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, an ordinance for Israel. To give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones were set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. So this is Psalm 122. And the psalmist starts off by saying, I was glad when people said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. How do you feel when you're getting ready for church? Do you feel excited? Or does it feel difficult? Does it feel like it's a labour? Does it feel like it's a chore? Well, here a group of people are saying, let's go up together. There's a family in the church that I work at, and one of the most lovely stories I heard from them is that their children are ready before the parents are ready to go to church, that they're so excited to go to church and to meet with people that they're ready even hours before they actually need to leave. They are excited to go and be in the house of the Lord, in a physical place that represents to them a place where God's people are. And this story always blesses me, and every time they mention it, it challenges me to be more like that. To be excited to go and meet with God. And the psalmist celebrates, our feet are standing within your gates. In this city that has been built well, it's firmly joined together, to which all the tribes go up to give thanks to God. It's a place of celebration, a place of giving thanks to God for what he's done, for who he is. And more than that as well. It's a place where there are thrones of judgment. People come when they are having difficulties, when they need a judgment made on a matter. And it's good to celebrate when right judgments are made, when right decisions are made. When we're struggling to make a decision, when we don't know where to go, where better to go to seek a judgment than from the Lord? And then the psalmist makes a request of us, the readers, the hearers of this song, of this psalm. They ask us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. When we read through the Bible, we see so many wars and battles happening throughout Israel. And wars and battles are still happening. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem isn't a one-time thing. But let's pray for the peace of the place where God is worshipped. Pray for peace in the place where God's judgments are made. Yes, we should pray literally for Jerusalem today, and we should pray for peace. There's lots of talks and news reports of war and terrible things which are happening. And we should pray for peace. Not at the cost of unrighteousness, but peace that comes from the Lord. Peace for the people within the walls. And peace for the people in the palaces. From the lowest to the highest, we want all people to know God's peace. And the psalmist goes on to tell us why we should pray for peace, or why at least they're praying for peace. For the sake of my family and friends, my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. The people in these places that know war and conflict, they are our family, they are our brothers, they are our friends. Jesus is asked once, who is my neighbour? And he tells a story about a Samaritan who helps a Jewish person. The Jewish person isn't helped by a Levite, they aren't helped by a priest, but they're helped by someone that should be their enemy. And Jesus asks, who in the story is a neighbour to the man who needed help? Well, the Samaritan is the neighbour. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. These people in these places, we need to be neighbours to them. We need to love them, even if we consider them to be our enemies. Though this psalm may seem very simple, it's deeply political. It's one that calls for peace. If Jerusalem already had peace, why would we need to be praying for it? It's a psalm that talks about praise, that talks about what we should do. And it's a psalm that talks about judgment. It's a psalm that encourages us to celebrate being with the Lord. And it's a psalm that encourages us not to stop praying for peace. So I encourage you today, pray for peace in Jerusalem. Pray for peace in those other places in the world that are seeing conflict. From the lowest to the highest. And let's pray for opportunities to be neighbours for those who are in trouble. Even if they consider us their enemies, or we consider them our enemies. This is a challenging psalm, but a good one. This has been Psalm 122 of Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.